Gilt nach ein Ches. So again, Tabka Morgan, out a few lines, start over again. Rav Yossi. Morris says, the second line, Name a Maslisan like Rav Yossi. Our Mishnah does not go like Rav Yossi. The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. We have a Lazar Weiner. Hatzitz marat salachilis. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol is wearing, or even when he's not wearing, is matter that even when the achila, when the basa was tamei, you're allowed to eat it now. It's marat, not eat it, but it's called marat salachilis. It has a shame achila on the basa. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer ain hatzitz marat salachilis. No, the tzitz does not help. Anything that's achila, you can eat. The tzitz doesn't help for that. The tzitz only says that when the dam is tamei, you're allowed to make a zrika even though the dam is tamei. Now, since Rav Yossi says, the tzitz does not help for an achila, for any of the bosa that's tamei. The tzitz cannot help for that. Like, why did he say the tzitz does not help for the achila? Mashma, you need an achila, you need the bosa there, and it's telling you if the bosa is tamei, it doesn't help, because the bosa is like it's not here, since the tzitz does not help you. The Yomar, he holds like Yeshua Shita, that bin and tarti. You have to have two things. So what you have to have, dam, and you have to have bosser. That's what the Havamina, what Rabbi Yossi holds. So Rabbi Zoi, our mission does not come out according to Rabbi Yossi. Like Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, since you have to have both, and Azrika's dam, and Achila's boss, you have to have both, and here you don't have both, since the meat is tummy, and he holds that sits is not maratza on Achila's, so you don't have any Achila here. So the Mishnah cannot come out like Rabbi Yossi. So where it says loy, Rabbi Yossi, I tell you, Rabbi Elazar Srulay. Rabbi Yossi really holds like Rabbi Elazar. The Yomar that says you don't need both. One alone is enough. The Yomar, he says, Dam afo pishein basar. Rabbi Elazar Shita we had before was dam. Even though you only make this rikas a dam and you don't have any meat, all the basar was tamei, still it's good. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Elazar. Fredi Gemara Ihoch, if that's true, that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Elazar, Lamai Hilchos saying that tzitz marat al achilas. Why does he have to say that the tzitz does not help on the achilas, the basar? Like, you're telling me you don't need the basar, so why does he have to tell me the tzitz doesn't help for the achilas? So what's enough to mean if it does or it doesn't? Like Rashi speaks out, to eat the meat, that's for sure you're not allowed to eat it. Calls the man the meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat this meat that's tummy. Now the only question is it considered like it's roy to do an avoida with it? So if you tell me now you don't need the basar, what do you have to tell me the tzitz is not marat? So why do I care if it is or it's not? You don't need the basar altogether. So the more Latimech, if you ask him such a question, Latimech, according to your svarim, Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Yomar Atzitz Maratza, he says yes, the tzitz does help for the achilas, for the basar. Now the question is, Kivan the Yomar Dam, Afal Pishen Basar, since Rabbi Elazar sheet himself is, that all you need is just Zrikas Dam, even though there's no basar altogether there, that Rabbi Elazar says that tzitz does help for an achilas. It does something for the basar. Now, like Rashi says, pshiti you can't eat the meat. If the meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So, the question is, l'may hilchoson, what does Rabbi Elazar mean to say that tzitz helps for an achilas? To eat it, you're not allowed to. To tell me that you need the basar, you don't need the basar, according to Rabbi Elazar. He holds you can have a zrikas dam without any basar. So, what's the nafkamina? What's the difference to tell us the tzitz helps on the oichlin? The teretz is, if this does mean something, elo lemikfe bepigel, it makes nafkamina for pigel. For pigel, like Rashi says, we had before, the din pigel is only chal if during one of the avoidists, either the shchita, the kabbalah, the zrika, the locham, you had a mind, the kohen had a mind, that he's going to do one of the achilas shleib bezmanai. He'll eat it the third day, or he'll burn it the wrong day. That's called pigel. But it has to be that there's nothing else wrong with this korban, only the machshavas pigel. Everything else was done good. Let's say here, if the basar is tamei, so you're not allowed to make akhtarah, so that should be another psul. There should be a psul here that the korban is tamei, so it shouldn't be chal pigel. On that we say no. Since the tzitz helps for the achilas, so we consider as if the basar is still here. If the basar is still here, there's no psul in the basar, therefore the din pigel could be chal. Enu adinu lafuka emidei mila. To nafkamina this meat. The meat, when you make a korban, stamazoi the korban is klushas aguf, that if you have any hanor, any enjoyment from a korban, there's an isamila. Now we say, after you make the zrika sadam, that's mata the bosa bachila. That makes it now the bosa doesn't have the klushas aguf anymore, and therefore there's no isamila. Now here, even though this bosa is tummy, and you're not allowed to eat the basram, but it's a nafka mina if somebody eats it, is he over the Yisra Mila? So that's where Blazer says that the tzitz is maratza on the achilas, means that the zrikas dam you made makes it that the basar doesn't have an Yisra Mila anymore. So a chapsa nafka mina. Even though for the korban itself there's no nafka mina, but it's a nafka mina if somebody eats this meat, is he over the Yisra Mila or not? So Rabbi Lezer says, no, he's not over the Yisra Mila. Since the tzitz is maratza on achilas, Nageyat in Achila, we consider like the meat is hutter already, the Zrika and made that there is no more Yisra Mila, so that's a nafka mina. The Marakim, Ulafuka ne Mila Kimifuka, this is the Machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds maratza tzitz, that the tzitz does help alavayu. The tzitz helps on these Achilas, any bosser that's tummy, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but the tzitz makes it that the bosser is roi for a korban, and therefore it's chal pigul, and therefore Mila goes off it. Or meshavi leketor, it makes the meat as if it's a tor. Or kavor lo pigul, the male of pigul could be chal here. Or mafik lemidei mila, who adin, there's no yisra mila anymore in this basar. Since the zrika helped for this basar, even though the basar is tamei, that's called the tzitzis maratza on the achilah. So the yisra mila goes off the meat. If you eat the meat, so you're only over the yisra reading tamadik meat, but you wouldn't be chayiv mila. There's no yisra mila on it. For Rabbi Yosi Sava, no. Loi merata tzitz alavayu. He else know that tzitz cannot help you for the meat. The tzitz only helps that the zrikas adam for the dam helps. But for the basar, it doesn't help at all. Memele v'loi meshavi leketor. This meat is not called roi for korban. It's tomatik meat. It's not like a tordik meat. Memele v'loi kaboa leve pigul. If the Ukrainian had a machsheves pigul, b'shashi made the zrikam, he had in mind to eat it 3 days from now, it's not chal pigul. Because there's another psul in this korban, there's a psul tuma chal on the basar. For loy mafik le midei mila, who adin, you do not take off the yisra mila from this meat. Since this meat is tomei, so the zrika does not help at all for this meat. He doesn't hold the tzitzis maratza for the achilas. This is the nafka mina. So the maramask of Lord Rav Mori, nhi na midu Rav Yosi, so the Rav Lezer, even if you want to tell me that Rav Yosi shita that holds the tzitz does not help for the oilin, his sheet there is not help for the Olim, still you want to tell me, he holds like Reb Lezer, that you can have dam even though you do not have any basar. Ni nami do Reb Yossi Sobek Reb Lezer, bishlei mezvachim ikadam, bishlei mabai al mishnah by the Karbonis Sibur, even though the meat is tamei, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, still is good why the carbon is kosher. Because Reb Yossi holds like Reb Lezer, that dam, afo pishen basar, as long as you have dam, if you have something, you make a zrikas adam, that makes the carbon kosher. So by a zevach, by a carbon, you have dam. Oimer nami iku kaimitz. By a carbon, oimer, that's like a mincha. By the mincha same, you make a kemitza, you take a handful of the flour, and you put it on the mizveach, so you're doing some avodah, that's why it's called a good carbon. But lechem upon him nami ikab zichem. The lechem upon him you have every Shabbos, the 12 chalis. There's also something that you put on the mizbeach. You take the zichem. That's this jar that has the levonia, the spice inside it, and that they burnt. That's called haktorah. So even though it's betuma, you make this haktorah. It's called something was done. But the question is el shtei lechem, but on shvuas. When you bring the shtei lechem on shvuas, ma'ikalameima. What can you say there? Hey, the shtei alechem on Shavuos, there's no haktar at all. All they did with the shtei alechem was, you brought it on Shavuos, and you put it down in the base of Middish, and they made it tznufam. They used to pick up the shtei alechem, that's all. Nothing was burnt at all upon the shtei alechem. So the kasher is, how could you say the shtei alechem, this korban, this mincham, could be brought, even though it's tamei? Lukura, the only thing they did by the shtei alechem was eat it. And now if you're telling me if it's tumah, and you can't eat it, so what does it help? How did the shtei alechem help? There's nothing here. There's nothing here to be mati. You're not doing anything. Hey, you don't have any zrikas dam. You don't have any aktar here. It's only the fact, can you eat the shtei alechem? And since Reb Yossi says, no, you can't eat it. And he holds the tzitz is not meratzah. This does not go on the eichlin. So when you bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos, it's just a regular mincha. And all you're supposed to do is just make it snoof and pick it up and eat it. Here that you can't eat it, it should be considered like you didn't bring it. Is Ma'ikla Meimer, how could our Mishnah say the Shtei Lechem is kosher, it's brought betumah? What do you mean it's brought betumah? Because the only thing to be done is to eat it, and you can't eat it. And the tzitz doesn't help you for the Yechlin, so what do you mean you have a Shtei Lechem? V'chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, L'karavi Mohen, that they brought the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, there's the Kifsei Ateres, you brought two Shlomims with it also. So maybe that's what it means.
And this kis v'yatzeres, the two shlomims you bring, is only kosher if you have the shtei lechem there also. So nafkumina is, even though it's tumah, still it's considered like it's there. For at the Gemara, if it's only telling me that you could bring the kis v'yatzeres, hainu shalmi tzibur. Our Mishnah already said that. The Mishnah said that the shalmi tzibur, the shlomim that you bring on Shavuos, could be brought b'tumah. In Cain, if that's the case, heaven lo abor, there's only four cases. Like, shtei alechem don't belong in the Mishnah. There's no chiddush of the shtei alechem. There's no avoid, there's nothing done to the shtei alechem, only eating it, and you can't eat it b'tumah. So what do you mean it's brought b'tumah? You want to tell me the korbanos that's brought with it, the shalmi tzibur? The Mishnah already says shalmi tzibur, so you only have four, not five. For yanan chamisha tanan, our Mishnah says clearly five. Says the Gemara's Kasha, the Teretz says, if you want to see how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Elik Sav Rabbi Yossi, Tumo Hutra B'tzibur. You have to say Rabbi Yossi Shitr is, that any time you bring in a korban tzibur, if anything is Tumo, it's Mamash Hutra. Hutra means you're even allowed to eat it. So now it's good. If you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, even though there's no Avoida, the only thing to be done with the Shtei Alechem is to eat it. He holds, since Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Mamash Hutra, you're allowed to do it, you're even allowed to eat it also. So according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that it's Hutra, you're allowed to eat it, that's why it's good. Our Mishnah says that the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, it's called brought even though it's Tumah, because you're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, that's not true. That's not Rabbi Yossi Shita. For a time, you learned the Gemara in Yuma. Echad zeh v'yechad zeh. Whether the Kohen Gadol, or else the Kohen that burns the Parah on Yom Kippur. Rashi says... Rashi, yes, the bottom, first one, the big line. Echad zeh v'echad zeh. Echad kohen aserv es haparah. Whether the kohen that's burning the parah on Yom Kippur. V'echad kohen gadol, or it could be, no, it could be with the kohen that's burning the parah aduma. His echad kohen aserv es haparah. Whether any kohen that burns the parah aduma, so he becomes tamei. V'echad kohen gadol yom kippurim, or kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, she'atunin prisha shivas yomim. These two kohanim, the halacha is that b'shas the kohen burns the parah aduma, or b'shas the kohen gadol does the avoid on Yom Kippur, pshiti has to be torah. So the Mishnah says, asachoka, 7 days before they do it, they're mafresh them, and we know as if maybe they were tamei. Therefore the Brisa says, tanya, echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether it's a kohen that's burning the parah aduma, or whether it's a kohen gadol, mazin olav kol shiva. All the 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mazda. We take the mechatas and the paraduma, and we spritz it on him. Because we have a suffix, maybe he touched the mace before him, maybe he has a tumas mace, and we want to make sure this coin is Torah to do the avod on Yom Kippur. So therefore, 7 days before, every day, we're mazda on him. We spritz the mechatas on him. Mikol chatoy soyisham. From all the paradumas that were there. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Rabbi Yossi Shita is no. Ein mazda nolav elish lish yeshvi bovad. What are you going to do it every day for? Even on Tzad, he touched the mace beforehand. If you have Tumas mace, all you have to do is, the third day, we have to spritz mechatas, and the seventh day. The second is Amageya, the fourth, the fifth is Amageya. So he says it's enough just to make the spritzing of the mechatas, just the third and seventh day, Bavad, that's all. So in order that when it comes Yom Kippur, and the Kohen does the Avodah, even if he was Tameh, now for sure he's Torah. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Now the Kasha is, these Sakratas, if you're going to tell me, that Rabbi Yossi Shita, there is any korban tzibur, the din is mamash hutra. Hutra means there's no din tumah on the gate of korban tzibur. That means even though the Kohen Gadol was tameh, he does not have to make himself Torah. Since the avodah the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur is called korbanot tzibur, he's doing everything for the tzibur, and you're telling me now it's hutra b'tzibur, means even if he's tameh, he would be allowed to do the avodah. So why does Rabbi Yossi say you have to be mazda 7 days beforehand? The third and the seventh day, we make the mechatas on him in order that lo yitzri he was tamei. We want to make him tor. What do you have to make him tor for? If you tell me Rabbi Yossi holds tum hutra b'tzibur, lom li azor klaud. What do you have to make azor altogether? Hutra means there's no issa tum at all. Even if you tell me, you're allowed to mamish go do the avoida. So you see clearly Rabbi Yossi holds no. Tum is only duchuya b'tzibur. Duchuya means if there's no other way out, then you're allowed to do it. But if we have other ways out, you're supposed to only do it for Tyra. Therefore here, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have a way out. Let's try and make sure the Kohen Gadol is Torah. That's why 7 days before him, we have to make Mafashim, set him aside, and the third and seventh day, we'll make the Azoyas Mechatis. So if Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumra is only the Chuyah, send him back to the Kasher again. Why does our Mishnah say the Lechem upon him is brought to Tumah, the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? What do you mean it's brought? The Shtei HaLechem is only eaten. And you're telling me now, if it's Tumah, you can't eat it. And you're telling me, Rabbi Yossi Yol, that Sitz is not Meratzah Nachilus. So it's tzitzit like it's a tamei deker shpei lechem. What do you mean it's brought? So the Mori Allah machvarta masifin loy Rabbi Yosi. You have to say true. Our mission does not go according to Rabbi Yosi. Because our mission says the shtei halechem is brought b'tumba. See, so our mission holds like Rabbi Lezer Shiton that the tzitz is meratz on oichlin. Therefore, the shtei halechem, since it's called an oichol, and the tzitz helps on oichlin, is considered a good korban. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that the tzitz does not help on the oichlin, it's considered like nothing. It's a tomedik shtei halechem. It's not edible. It's not roy for the korban. It's not called you brought the shtei halechem. So the more now, Omalei Rav Papa Abaya. For Rabbi Yosi, we had the brayso before. Modern Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before says we had before Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, whether by a korban you have alamol the zrikas adam and then you have the basar. That Rabbi Yeshua says it only kosher to make a zrikas adam if you have basar. If there's no basar left, if either it got lost or became tamei, Rabbi Yeshua shittuvish you can't make the zrikas adam. Rabbi Elazar shittu was yes. You could make the zrikas adam. He holds you can have the dam even though there's no basar. That was the machlokes we had before. We have less than Yeshua. And the Gemara said that the machlokes both by zvachim, by kabonis, and by munachas also. Now before we had a modern brayso, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says he likes what Yeshua said, and he also likes what Rabbi Elazar says. The Gemara said, "Pella, how can he like both of them? It's the machlokes. He can't hold from both of them." For the Gemara, Omalei Rav Papa Labaya. For Rabbi Yosi, Shtora Mezakel Leveitrei. How could you have a shtar, a check that says both of you get money? Usually a check is IOU, saying I owe you the money. So you're getting the money, not me. You never have a check, a shtar that says we both get money. There's no such shtar like that. How can you take a shtar and mezaklev on two sides of it? The Tanya, we had before the brice like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Roy Aniyas Dibri Rabbi Elazar Bezvachim. I like what Rabbi Elazar said by Zvachim, that watch, you can have the dam even though there's no basar. And he also said, but Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim. I also like what Rabbi Yeshua said by zvachim. Now that's a stira. How could you open both of them? Vaiti said also, but Divrei Rabbi Elazar b'mnochis, but Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'mnochis. I like what they both said by mnochis also, but they're both stiras. One said you can only make a mincha if the shirayim is tor, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, you can only make a mincha. Rabbi Elazar said, and Rabbi Elazar said you can make the mincha even though the shirayim is not tor. So it's a stira. How could you like both of them? So it was saying like this now. He meant to say, that even though the buster is tummy and got lost, still you're allowed to make a zrikas adam. And he also said, if there's no dam, you can't eat the buster. And the main buster, if the buster became tummy and got lost, ain't dam. This is a period. So that's the kasha. How could you don't like both of them? It's a theorem. If you hold the basar became tummy, are you allowed to make the zrikas adam or you're not allowed to make it? Well, machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, how could you hold, say you like both of them? And also, Shver and Rabbi Yosi, you also said, Divrei Rabbi Elazar b'mnochis, I like what Rabbi Elazar said by mnochis, that what? Shor Yoimer. Koimis, you're allowed to make the kemitza and burn the kemitza, afa pi shen shem shrayim, even though all the leftover part of the minch is tummy, and you're not allowed to eat the shrayim. Still, you're allowed to make the kemitza. And he also said, V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'mnochis, but I also like what Rabbi Yeshua said about Hilchos Mnochis. What did he say? In Ein Sham Shraim, no. If all the leftover part of the flour is tamei, the mincha is tamei, Ein Kaimitz, you're not allowed to take the handful and burn it. In Ein Kaimitz, if there's no kemitza, Ein Shraim, you can't eat the Shraim. So but it's a modern Zachar of Yosi. How could you say he holds like both of them? Omalei, he meant to say like this. Mistabru Kamer, he didn't mean to say he holds like both of them. He just meant to say it's a Svara, this is what they both said. That, you know, he said like this. Kikoi b'zvachim, when Rabbi Yosi was learning Masech b'zvachim, Omri said, Mistavra, I understand that kihecha de plugi b'zvachim. The same way there's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua by a zevach, by a korban, plugi naibe b'mnochis. The same machlekes applies to mnochis also. And you should not say the pasuk only says dam and bosa by a korban, but not by a mincha, you should know no. Even by a mincha, there's no dam, but the kemitza, taking the handful of the flour and putting on the mizbeach, that's like dam. Now, koi b'mnochis, when Rabbi Yosi was learning Masech de Menochis, he also said the same thing. Oma mistavrom, that kihecha de pligi b'mnochis. The same way I see it by Masech de Menochis. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar Yishinom, pligi nami b'zvachim. So that's all Rabbi Yosi meant to say. He didn't mean to say he himself holds like both of them. He just meant to say, the same way I see the yagyu by zvachim, the yagyu by Menochis. And the same way the yagyu by Menochis, the yagyu by zvachim. What do I hold? He's not saying what I hold. He's just saying that those two machlokesin go both places. Omelet Sigmar says like this. That what you want to say, he's holding by Masechta Zvachim. So he says, the same way I see the argue here, they also argue by Menachis. That's good. Why? Why would I think they don't argue by Menachis? The Ika Kroi Kiksidi Bizvachim Ksidi. Because the Pasuk of V'yasisar L'secho Adam V'yabosar V'yasisar L'secho Abosar V'yadam is talking about Abosar and Dam, that's Zvachim. So I would think Yika Machlekes is only by a Zevach, by a carbon. There Rabbi Yeshua says, if the meat got lost and became Tamei, you're not allowed to make this Zrikas Adam. But by Menachis there's no Pasuk, I would think maybe not like that. So it's good why he had to tell us, just like the Yagya by Zvachim, the Yossi Yagya by Menachis. That was good. But the second part is Shvim. Eliki Koi B'Menachis. But when he was learning Mesechta Menachis, the Yomer and he said, Mistavra, you understand, it's a Svara, Kiyecha de Pligi B'Menachis. The same way you have this Machlokes, you have Yeshua and Rebbeleza by Hichas Menachis, Pligi Nami B'Zvachim. What's the Chiddush here? Vo'ika Kroi B'Zvachim Udiksivi. If you're telling me the Yagya by Menachis, Pshita, the Pshat is, that they learn it out from Zvachim. Because the Psukim that Yeshua Darshins, the Yosisa, Losecha, Abosav Yadam, is talking about Bosser and Dam by Korbim. So once you tell, if I know they're arguing by Menachis, Pshita they're arguing by Zvachim. So that can't be Pshat that Rabbi Yossi just telling me that they argue both places. Elo Lekasha. Now Vadi Rabbi Yossi meant to say, I hold La Loch like both of them. That's the Kasha. How could you hold like both of them? They're both steer with the Gazachin. You can't hold like both of them. Either you hold like Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Yeshua. So Mura says, he meant to say like this. Royani yes divri Rabbi Lezer. I like what Rabbi Lezer says, Benitma. That if the meat just became Tomei, but since the meat is around, then he holds like Rabbi Lezer, you could make a Zrikas Adam. Even though you're not allowed to eat the meat, so what? Of a Bedivri Rabbi Yeshua beyobed v'sorif. But let's say the meat got lost, it got burnt out, then Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua. What does that mean? Benitma, my time, why does he say if the meat is around just Tomei? You could make the Zrikas Adam, Mishrom de Meratze Tzitz. Because the Tzitz is Meratze. Fred Gemara, Shamet Lei, L'Rabbi Yossi Diomar, Eina Tzitz Meratze Lachilis. What do you want to tell me? The reason why Tumah is better, because the Tzitz is Meratze, the Tzitz helps for Tumah, but the Tzitz only helps for Dam, not for the Bosser. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that if the meat is here, just Tomei, then you could make the Zrikas Adam? For why? You want to tell me because of the Tzitz doesn't help on Achilis. Elo Teretz is like this, Elo Lekashe. Royani es divri ablezde betzibur. He meant to say a difference, not between a tuma, not whether the meat is tuma or the meat got lost or burned. The nafkamina is if it's korban tzibur or korban yochid. I mean, it's like this. Royani es divri ablezde that you can make this rikas adam, even though the meat is not here, that's betzibur by korban tzibur. And royani es divri Yeshua, but I like what Rabbi Yeshua says. That if the meat is not around, only the dam, you're not allowed to make the Zrikas Adam, that's biyochit, by a korban diyochit. What's nafkamina? Betzibah my timer, what do you want to tell me by a korban tzibah? He holds that even though the meat is lost, still you're allowed to make the Zrikas Adam. Mishum de tum hutra betzibah. But you tell me that tum is mutter betzibah. Therefore, even though the boser is tumay, so what? You're allowed to do it. That's what we want to tell him. That's Rabbi Yosef Shita. Fred Gemara Chodo, one, you can't say that the Shammah of Rabbi Yosef Yomar, Tumah Dechuyi Bitzibah. We already brought a raya before that Rabbi Yosef Shita is, that the Yisrael Korban Tzibah is brought Betumah, that's only Bedichu if there's no other way out. But if you have another way out, it's not brought. That's why Rabbi Yosef said, the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we ought to make sure he becomes Torah and spritz the Mechatas on him the Yom Shvish and Yom Shvi. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, we want to make sure he's Torah. So you see, you don't say Tum is Hutra B'tzibur. You don't care if he's Tummy not, you're allowed to do it. No, we do care. Metchil, you have to make sure he's Torah. See here also. So once you say it's only Dechuya, and the Tzitz does not help on the Achilles, so why is it good by Korban Tzibur? It's one Kasha. V'yoy, I B'tzibur, if we're talking about a Korban Tzibur, we have Lezah Machshir. V'lar Yav Yeshua, you want to say a Korban Tzibur, only Reb Lezah says it's Kosher, not Yav Yeshua. For the Gemara Amrit, that was a parrot we said before, on the top of the Amrit, we said already before, that even Yav Yeshua, Ha'amrit B'tzibur, Afil Yav Yeshua Moida. Before we said that by a Korban Tzibur, even Yav Yeshua is Moida. That even though the Bosser is Tomei, still, you're allowed to make this Zrikas Adam. His Yav Yeshua only says that by a Korban Tzibur, not by a Korban, by a Korban Yochid, not by a Korban Tzibur. So you can't say here, Yav Yossi says he likes Yav Lezer's Pshat by a Korban Tzibur. Because by a Korban Tzibur, Yav Yeshua doesn't love you. So what's Pshat in this Rabbi Yossi that he says he likes both of them? Elo the Pshat is like this. Royani divrei Rabbi Lezer b'dieved. He meant to say that b'dieved, even by Korban Yochid, if you lost the dam, if the bosser became tummy, you should know if you make this Rikas Adam, b'dieved avad was kosher. B'dieved he holds like Rabbi Lezer.
That's what he meant to say. But metchila though, if you don't have any bus around, you should not make this rikas adam. If you want to say that Rabbi Yossi is holding like Rabbi Lezer but the Yevid, afilu Rabbi Yeshua nami moida. We said before, no, Rabbi Yeshua is also moida, but the Yevid is good. Who? The Katoni moida Rabbi Yeshua shimzara kruza. We asked before that Rabbi Yeshua himself is moida. Rabbi Yeshua himself only says that metchila. If there's no meat around, you're not allowed to make this rikas adam. But lo yitzri but the Yevid you went and didn't make this rikas adam. Even Rabbi Yeshua is moida imzara kruza. So you can't say, I hold like Reb Lez in that prat, because even Reb Yeshua holds like that prat. Tzuak Hutza. Ho betum, empty Gemara, no. Ho betum, ho biyovit. Visorach. We'll go back to the first terrace then. One, where does he say he likes Reb Lez's pshat betumah? If the meat is around, just the meat became tamein, then he likes Reb Lez's pshat that he'll to make his rikas adam. Ho biyovit visorach. But when the meat of the carbon got lost or got burnt up, it's not around, then he likes Reb Yeshua's pshat. Kikaton him moida Reb Yeshua. When do we say Yeshua's moida? Shem zara kurtza benitma. When does Reb Yeshua say that it's good? If you make this rika only where the bus was around, but the bus became tummy. So for the evid then, echveis the tzitzis maratza, for the evid it's good. Avo biyavid v'sarif loy. But avid v'sarif no. If the meat got lost, it got burnt up, it's not around, then Reb Yeshua's shita is that even if you make this rika tadam, the carbon is possible. Since there's no meat around at all, then it's possible. So ki kam Reb Yossi, roi ani es divrei Reb Lezer b'dievid. Now it's good Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, I hold like Reb Lezer shita that b'dievid is kosher. What do you mean only according to Reb Lezer is kosher and not according to Reb Yeshua? B'dievid v'sorif. In a case where the meat got burnt up or got lost. Where it got burnt up or lost. Here, according to Reb Lezer, the carbon is kosher. But according to Reb Yeshua, the carbon is possible. So it's good Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says that he likes Reb Lez's pshat where the meat got burnt up and lost, but the Yevid still is kosher. So that was pshat Reb Yossi. He's not holding like both of them together. He's only saying that I like Reb Lez's pshat where the meat got burnt up. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Nitma basar v'chel of kain. Usually after the korban, you make this rikas adam, there are two things left over. There's the meat that the kind of meat, and there's a chelev you're supposed to put on the mizbeach to burn it. Now, nitma bos, let's say the meat became tamei. This is by a korban pesach. If the meat became tamei, the chelev kayim, and the chelev was kayim, and you didn't make this rikas adam yet, has you only made the shechita? And now you took out, you saw the meat and the chelev, and the meat became tamei by korban pesach. Is Allah ein ezorik es adam. You're not allowed to make this rikas adam. Because by korban pesach, the ikur of the korban is to eat the meat. And if the meat is tamei here, that you're not allowed to eat the meat, therefore, you can't make this rikas adam. What about nitma ha-chelev? Let's just say the fat became tamei. But the meat of the korban pesach is still Torah, is still kosher. Then zorikas adam. Then you're allowed to make this rikas adam. Because make this rikas adam, and you still have the meat to eat. So even according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is kosher. Because before this, some meat kayim, you're allowed to eat this meat. Over mukdashim, but by other kabonis. Not by korban pesach, ain't of kain. You don't have the same halacha. Elo. By other kabbonis, it's like this. Afal pisha nitma boser, even in the case where the meat became tamei, v'achel of kayim, hey, so you made this shechita on this korban chatis, and they start to take out the fats and the meat. Now the meat became tamei, but the fats are tor, even according to Reb Yeshua, you're still allowed to make this rikas adam. Zerik es adam. Why? Because by other kabbonis, the yikir is not the achilas aboser. The yikir is this rikas adam. Because Reb Yeshua says exeres akosiv, v'yasiser lasecha bosav yadam. It's only kosher if there's some boser. Boser can mean either achilus kahanim or else achilus mizbeach. So as long as there's some fat left over that you can put on the mizbeach, it's still called a kosher korban, and you're allowed to make this rikas adam. His Rashi only says by korban pesach, in a case where the meat became tamei, then you're not allowed to make this rikas adam. Like Rashi says, now fidlu Reb Lezer, the ika pesach leachilus adam kosi. The ikur of a korban pesach is to be able to eat the meat. And if the meat became tamei, you're not allowed to bring the korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.